When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hi, this is Chuck Bryan coming at you from the Alpha Quadrant, and you're listening to the Surely You Can't Be Serious podcast with Dee and Jason. Anything else would be illogical. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Surely You Can't Be Serious podcast. If you are a continuing listener, you are expecting us to be talking about True Romance and Pulp Fiction. But I had some stuff this week, and we weren't able to get to that. Interestingly enough, Jason and I talked about a concert in our last episode that was coming up, and by golly, we decided to go.
That's right,
and we did. So we are here today on the Surely You Can't Be Serious podcast. And I got one question for you. Are you ready? Oklahoma City, November 2nd, 2024, Creed kicked off their Are You Ready tour, and Jason and I made a Surely night of it.
The funny part is that we had no knowledge of this until I looked at it like
the day we were recording, and you were like, hey, let's go. And I'm like,
You were dragging your feet a little bit, and you're a busy guy.
Yeah, and I'm not a big concert guy unless it's a small venue or I'm going to be up front. This is going to be at the Paycom Center, which houses all of the Oklahoma City Thunder fans. So that's a big place. I knew we weren't going to pay the money to get up front on the stage. Then I saw that Three Doors Down was going to be a part of the show.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I got a lot of Three Doors Down on my playlist on Spotify. And then I found out that Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen is going to be the opener. I was like, okay, let's do it.
That was the clincher for you, I think.
Yes. So we made a night of it. We invited Amanda Janik, but for some reason she didn't want to go.
You know, we actually talked about making it a Surely event, just throwing it out there and seeing if anybody wanted to join us.
Yeah. It was a little short notice, though.
It was short notice, number one, and it's a long ways to go, blah, blah, blah. So we just said, we'll just go.
Yeah. Jason and I left together, and we headed to Oklahoma City, not just for the concert, but we made an entire evening of it. We played video games, and I'm talking vintage video games. We had pizza. We had an incredible dessert. Then we went over to the Paycom Center to watch the events.
Let me give a quick shout out to Flashback Retro Pub in downtown Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
It's just this place that has all these video games. Now, it's kind of a bar. I mean, they've got drinks and stuff like that, but they have all of them. Tron, Donkey Kong. I introduced you to Kangaroo.
Right.
Robotron. They have Bad Dudes. They have Ms. Pac-Man and Q-Bert and Galaga.
Street Fighter, Q-Bert, all of them. Anything that you could think of as a game from the 80s that you love,
yeah.
It's probably there. And normally, they charge a cover of like $10,
right.
And you just walk in, and the video games are all free. And that includes original Nintendo sets, original NES sets with TVs. The TVs are even a little spotty, just like your TV was back in 1987.
Right.
So we walk in, and nobody's at the door. We walk up to the bar to pay our $10. I'm like, I don't think they care. I'm just going to run to the bathroom real quick. And by the time I got back, Jason had bought into that idea because he's like, I stood there for 5 minutes and she didn't seem interested in taking my money. We got to play all of our video games for free.
Yeah, we did. So we spent about an hour there.
Yeah.
You kicked my butt in Tron.
I did.
I kicked your butt in Kangaroo.
I couldn't get past level two. And I don't mean like level two. I mean the second stairway, right? Like I couldn't get up the second ladder. It was awful. I'd never played that game before in my life, and I don't think I'll ever play
it again.
Those
monkeys kept throwing the apples at
me. I'd punch the monkey out, and he'd still throw the apple. I'm like, wait, he's punched out. How's he throwing apples at me?
Yeah, and then we went like a block away. There's a great little pizza restaurant that we like, Joey's Pizza.
Yeah.
And the problem was there was a monsoon between the video game place and the pizza.
We walked out the door, and this place is a block and a half away. We were trying to decide what place to go to. We had been to Joey's before, and we're like, okay, well, there's this place and that place. A couple of raindrops fall, and I'm like, let's just go to the pizza place. It's about to start raining. And we walk three sets, and the floodgates open.
Right.
I mean, it was pouring like a waterfall on us. We couldn't even make it a block and a half. We had to sit under a not completely secure awning.
Yeah.
It was dripping down the back of our shirts into our boots. And finally, we're just like, hey, it's not going to let up. We just got to make a run for it. So we entered the pizza place sopping wet. But the pizza was hot and the food was good.
Food was good. Food was good. So shout out to Joey's Pizzeria in downtown Oklahoma City.
Check it out for sure. So then we made our way to the Paycom Center.
You forgot to mention how we had to pay to get out of the parking lot.
Right. So we pulled into the parking lot. It's like $5 to park. And I was like, oh, dude, that's
a no-brainer. No-brainer, right?
No-brainer, because it's hard to find spaces down in Oklahoma City.
Yep.
We pull in. And as I said, we were arcade for an hour. We ate for an hour. So 2 hours max. We try to leave, and it won't scan your ticket. The little arm won't come up.
Right.
The little lights aren't twinkling, Clark.
And we're like trapped in the parking lot.
So we tried to back up, and then it was like, oh, no, there's cars coming this way. We can't do that.
Right.
And it wouldn't scan your ticket. Finally, I'm like, well, just hit the thing that says lost ticket. It was like $30. I'm like, what? No.
Right.
No, we're not coming in on, you give us a $5 deal and we're walking out at for $30 because your machine won't work. I get out of the car. I walk in front of the car and it's as though they were watching us on camera the whole time. Because as soon as they saw me coming, that arm just went right on up. You didn't even have to pay the $5.
It's like you used the force. I mean, you just raised it up.
I got out ready to fight and like it just went bloop. I'm like, okay, then.
Yeah. So we drive down the road to the Paycom Center.
Yeah.
The monsoon has stopped. We walk in to a crowd of mostly 40s and 50s.
Our age folks. Yeah. But there was a considerable amount of people in their 20s. A
lot of there. Young people there, yeah.
And
a lot of kids, you know, generational fans.
Yes. And to be fair, it is the kind of crowd that you might expect to see at a Creed concert in Oklahoma City. I mean, it was what you might expect in that circumstance. I was not surprised by the look of the crowd at all. There were some mullets, a lot of people wearing the Creed t-shirts, a lot of dirtier, trashier jeans and low-cut tops.
Saw some mom boobs for sure.
Yeah. But what I loved about this show, before we get into the actual show part of the show,
right?
I think I enjoyed looking at all of these people watch these bands as much as I liked watching the bands.
Yeah.
I mean, they were in love. I saw a girl that, I mean, she had to have been 25, 26 years old, and she was rocking out. I mean, she's surrounded by 40 and 50-year-olds who are all just sitting down to watch, and she is standing up and singing every word and is obviously just in love with every note of every song that these guys have.
Yeah.
We saw girls who, gosh, they would look like teenagers to me down a few rows in front of us who were both standing up and rocking out, just dancing and having so much fun. And then plenty of the moms were up there just singing their hearts out and having a great time. Everybody, even guys, saw a handful of 20-something-year-old guys who were all just belting out the lyrics. It was great.
It was a lot of fun, and the reaction of the crowd was a lot of fun to watch, and I'm a sucker for the sing-alongs, which we'll get into here in a minute, but Wolfgang Van Halen and his band take the stage.
Yes, right about 7:30, I think.
Yeah. Know any of their stuff?
Yeah, so one of their songs I've had for several years. I mean, it's him. right? He played on the album. He's the guy that played all of the instruments. And the video for this song, I've watched it. It's like five different hymns inside the recording studio. He's playing the guitar. He's playing the bass. He's playing the drums. He's singing the song. The song is called Don't Back Down. It's off his first album, which came out in 2021. He kind of split his set. He did six songs. First three songs were off of this album, and the second three songs were off of Mammoth WVH2.
Okay. Here's what I thought about him.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of his songs, so I just had to listen and enjoy. He's really gifted as a singer. That kind of took me off guard. I don't think his dad or his uncle could particularly, I mean, Eddie would sing some harmonies and stuff, but it was either Dave or Sammy, and then Michael Anthony was the guy harmonizing, typically. I was really impressed with his voice.
For sure.
And of course, he can do just about everything that, I mean, I don't know if he could do everything that Eddie could do, but he was a very gifted guitar player as well.
Yeah. Now, you told me you've seen him play Eruption.
He's like, played Eruption. YouTube. Right.
And you kind of commented to me that you were like, man, I wish he would have done something original Van Halen related. I think he probably can play the stuff that his dad played, but he has a different style, at least for the music that he's playing in the set that they did. It's a much more straightforward blues rock. I mean, he's very good, but it is an entirely different style and technique than Eddie played.
I don't know how to say this nicely, but he did not say the word Van Halen. He didn't introduce himself. He did not say, my dad is Eddie. He didn't say the word Valerie. He did nothing to sort of capitalize on who he actually is.
Right.
Which I think is kind of a missed opportunity, but you were like, well, I think he's maybe forging his own path, and I get that.
Yeah. I said, let me look him up, and he's worth $22 million. He doesn't need to capitalize on anything.
I know.
He's doing it because he loves doing it. I mean, why? I mean, if he didn't love doing it, you don't have to do it, right?
He
didn't have to work another day in his life if he doesn't want to. So he must love doing it. And I think a part of that is, like you said, he's forging his own path. He wants people to love his music for his music and his name, as opposed to his dad's or his uncle's or anybody else's.
Yeah. Okay.
Plus, he got to play with them for a while.
He did.
I mean, with David.
Sure.
Yeah.
He did. He replaced Michael Anthony in the band as the bass player.
Right.
He was great. I thought he was fun. I enjoyed him. Very gifted. Didn't quite command the stage like Dave or Sammy, but he's a young guy. He's working on it.
He was still getting out there and getting after it for sure.
After he was done, they played six songs. Like you said, three from the first album, three from the second. Then we got Three Doors Down.
What a fantastic show that was.
First of all, they have great songs that are well-recognized. People could sing to. Kryptonite is a banger, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm Gone.
Citizen Soldier. There were a ton of great ones that they did, right?
I thought the lead singer for Three Doors Down was so likable from the stage.
Absolutely.
He would say things like, God bless you, my friends, you know? He kept calling us his friends.
Yeah.
You know? And it was a very... You know, they're playing rock music, but it's sort of a country boy kind of feel to it.
Yeah, I mean, they're from Mississippi, mm-hmm. tiny town in Mississippi.
Yep.
And I say they, the original band, and they all went to high school together. He wrote Kryptonite when he was 15 years old, sitting in his classroom one day. Over the years, the other band members that were with him, and there were only two others, that's why they're Three Doors Down, are not with the band anymore, right? It's just him. He's the originator, and he's the only one that's still a lasting member of the band. And he's a guy who's our age. He was wearing a trucker cap and blue jeans and a t-shirt and had long, luxurious hair coming out of the back
of it.
He did. I don't know if it was a mullet or if it was real long hair, because he kept that hat on the whole time. He literally looked like a guy you might see at a truck stop.
He looked like a gas station attendant who's hit it big. Hat was on backwards.
Yeah, I didn't even like he hit it big. Like he looked like a just blue jeans t-shirt guy. Yeah.
Having a great time. Now, I was going to make a comment on the fact that Creed has made a public statement. We're not a Christian band. The lead singer for Three Doors Down, Brad Arnold, he got up and gave a little mini church service.
When we talked about Creed, they wanted to specifically say we're not a Christian band. He started talking, and it was what I expected to be kind of the standard, you know, you find it within yourself to do this. They started playing Away from the Sun.
Right.
And he described it as one of his favorites and often his actual favorite song because he kept coming back to it. He started talking about how sometimes you feel like you're not enough and social media makes you feel like you're not enough and friends and family make you feel like you're not enough. And let me just tell you that you're enough. Words come out of his mouth because Jesus Christ gave his life for you. And I was like, whoa, he flat out just said Jesus Christ in a non-vain way. Right? So it was impressive to hear.
When he was talking about the song Away from the Sun,
yeah,
I looked at it and it's spelled S-U-N on the album, but it's almost like he was saying it's S-O-N.
Yeah, he said that in those opening remarks when he was talking about being away from the sun. He meant it in the Jesus sense.
That's right.
The Son of God sense. Yeah.
He did. Well, he also encouraged us to vote. And this was before the election, right?
This was November 2nd. He started off by saying, we got an important election coming up. It doesn't matter who you vote for. And then he's like, well, yeah, it does matter. But no matter who you vote for,
get out there and vote.
Get out there and vote. And then it said a few more words and said, God bless America.
The dude was so likable, so friendly. It was warm, right?
We cannot do this without you, and I cannot tell you how much we appreciate you. We are so proud to be out here with our brothers from Creed.
That was to compare the two shows of Three Doors Down and Creed. Creed was polished. Scott Stapp talked to the audience throughout that, just like Brad Arnold did. But Brad felt like he was connecting. Like he was a guy you could just sit down, have a beer with, hang out with, and he'd be an easygoing, friendly guy.
I totally agree. And I enjoyed both performances, but Creed was more of a performance, right? They were about to take a trip, join us on this journey. And he's like, welcome, my friends. Yes. God bless you.
Yeah, he was very Mississippi, and Scott Stapp was very Jim Morrison. He's still doing that thing where he kind of half squats, and it's like you're taking a snapshot of him in the middle of a hip thrust.
Yeah.
He's still doing that. He's got platforms up there so he can jump up and stand tall. Thank goodness, though, not one time did he open his arms wide open.
I told you, I would have eaten that stuff up as 16, 17, 18-year-old. Yeah, I want to take a journey. Let's take a journey. But I'm 50 years old. I'm like, just play the songs, dude.
Yeah. You're just a guy. What are you doing right now? Speaking of that, you told me we've got a guy who's a big fan that actually was working security on the infamous Chicago show where people then sued the band because it was such a bad show.
Okay, so we talked about this story in last week's episode. Scott Stapp went crazy and was so drunk or so high he couldn't perform, rolling around on the floor and slurring his words. The fans got really upset, wanted their money back. Our buddy Sean Niehoff reached out to me. He's like, listen, I was working security guard at that show. It was more than just fans really kind of wanting their money back. The fans were pissed. And he's like, I thought they were going to riot. Like, it wasn't just fans wanting their money back. They were coming at the security guards going, we demand our money back because that show got out of control.
Wow.
Sean even said, he goes, I sing in a band. Maybe I could go up there and sing.
I've only heard him 100,000 times on the radio this year.
Sean was ready to step in and save the night, man. But
that's awesome.
He did say that it was very nerve-wracking. That was like one of the only times the show ever got kind of out of control.
Yeah, I mean, thousands of fans angry coming at you.
Right.
That's terrifying.
And he said that he still is a fan of Creed, but it was sort of painful to watch the frustration on Mark Tremonti's face.
Yeah. Like, What's going on?
We're better than this. What are we doing here? You know,
how embarrassing. Right. Yeah. Well, that was not the show that we saw. What we saw, it was an incredible show. If you have a chance to go watch that Creed show, if you get a chance, it is worth the money. Worth the money to see the two opening acts alone. But then Creed, they put on a heck of a show. Pyrotechnics, fantastic sound, fantastic performance. The guys were getting along splendidly, putting their arms around each other. Like, I didn't sense any animosity between Mark and Scott at all. And Brian Marshall's back with a band playing with them.
It was a great show. Let's talk about the set list real quick, because I think they've played some songs that they haven't played in a long time, and they played their hits. What do you got for me on the set list?
So the first song that they played was Bullets. Then they played Freedom Fighter, and that's the first time they've played that song in 22 years.
Oh.
The last time they played it was New Year's Eve 2002. Before their first breakup, right? It was the first time they played that song with Brian Marshall, because they had let Brian, I don't even think I mentioned this story on our Creed episode, but Brian had gone on some show and said, Eddie Vedder wishes he could write songs as well as Scott Stapp can. And they were like, dude, what are you saying? Within a short amount of time, he was out of the band.
Right.
But he is back with them on this show. He played on Freedom Fighter, which they came out with later. Then song number three is Torn. Then title of the tour, Are You Ready? Then Beautiful. And then the show really got cooking at song number six, My Own Prison.
Yeah.
I mean, it went from good to great at that point, and the crowd went from grooving to pumping their fists. It was fantastic.
And his voice travels. Like, he's not Vince Neil. I mean, his voice, he sounded like the CD.
You could tell that there was no auto-tuning going on with any of the guys on the stage. No big effects even. They didn't have a lot of echo or anything else to kind of cover bad singing. And Scott Stapp's voice was, like you said, like you're listening to a CD.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. After that, they played What If?
What If?
They started that song by Mark Tremonti got out there, and he's like, okay, I see you guys are pumping up. I just got to tell you, this next song, I want you to be even more pumped than you've been the whole show. We got people all over the arena tonight looking to find out who is the most pumped up fan out there jamming to this song. And then they play the song, and at the end, they gave away a guitar to the most pumped fan.
And the most pumped fan was a little kid on their dad's shoulders. And they talked about how, I don't want to give this guitar and change your life, maybe, you know?
Justice, yeah, got her up on the stage. She had been on her dad's shoulders just going crazy. And I'm guessing she was 6 or 7. She was a little girl.
It was really cool.
And they gave her that guitar. And she didn't have any fear of talking to several tens of thousands of people.
Drug her up on stage. Here you go. Here's your guitar.
Yeah, and it was very, very sweet. Yeah. Very sweet. After that, they did Rain.
That was one of their more recent songs. We didn't cover that, but...
Right, yes. That was
2012.
Full Circle, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they did One. Absolutely loved their performance of One. They did What's This Life For? They start leaning heavy into their biggest hits. They do With Arms Wide Open, and then they close the show with Higher. And they basically finish Higher, walk off the stage. And I turned and looked at you, and I was like... Yeah, they ain't done. And you're like, yeah, they haven't done Max Sacrifice or One Last Breath yet.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, they're going to come back. And
sure.
Nobody was fooled. Nobody thought it was the end of the show. Everybody did the appropriate thing and started cheering loud. Sure enough, they came right back out and gave us the encore we wanted.
Yeah. So I told you, I don't know why he did this. I think it's because maybe he's been criticized or made fun of. When he was singing With Arms Wide Open, I mean, it's one of their biggest hits. It was a number one song, a huge song. Instead of singing With Arms Wide Open, like he says on the CD,
yeah,
he leaned real heavily into With Arms Wide Open. The tears will grow through my face. Every time he did it, it just hit me funny, you know?
I didn't pick up that.
Yeah, it bugged me. But the song was beautiful, and it was great. And then from that point forward, they blew the top off with Higher. That's the song everybody had been waiting for. Then they come back to the stage, of course, and they start playing the entry part to One Last Breath.
Uh-huh.
And people going bonkers.
Uh-huh.
It's a slow song. People know the words. And he's encouraging, hey, sing along, let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole place is singing One Last Breath.
It makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. It really does.
Oh, it was so great. It was so great. Then they blast us with My Sacrifice, and the whole place is singing My Sacrifice. You got the waterfall of sparks coming behind them, and it just blew my socks off.
Yeah.
They closed out the show with My Sacrifice, mic drop moment. It was great.
Yeah. Band was on point. Scott's voice was on point. Mark Tremonti's guitar was on point. The sound design was on point so that it sounded great. I mean, we were in not a fantastic area. I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't, I mean, anywhere you sat in that place, you were going to hear some good music for sure. It was very well set up and very well performed. Yeah. So let me tell you, tour dates. This episode is coming out on Tuesday. They started in Oklahoma City. They've already hit Little Rock, Kansas City, Nashville, Biloxi, Mississippi, Corpus Christi, and Fort Worth. Tonight, November 15th, they're playing in Austin, Texas. And then tomorrow night, they're going to be in Bossier City. We're going to have to hit James up and see if he can go to that show.
I'm going to shoot him a text.
My guess is Hidden Tracks is probably already playing or he'd be there.
Right.
If you are in any of these places in the next 2 months, definitely go check them out. On November 19th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. 20th is Detroit, Michigan. 22nd is Cleveland, Ohio. 23rd is Baltimore, Maryland. 25th is Montreal. 27th is Toronto. 29th is New York. 30th is Bangor, Maine. In December, on the 2nd, Allentown. On the 4th, Atlanta, Georgia. And on the 5th, they go to Orlando, Florida. I'm pretty sure they've got one final show in Las Vegas to close out the tour. My guess is it's going to be a New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve in Las Vegas, watching Creed. That'd be a fun night, man.
Heck yeah, it would. Heck yeah, it would. So, guys, obviously, Jason and I highly recommend the show. All bands, fantastic. Go see them. Maybe they can change your mind about the quality of Creed. On my Are They Worth the Hate, they took it down a few notches for me. They're playing some incredible music out there, and Scott has got it back together again.
Definitely worth seeing them live. Pay the extra $100, $200 and go see them live. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks so much. We will be back next week with our Tarantino double feature of True Romance and Natural Born Killers. We'll see you guys then.
Thanks, guys.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.